Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
3T4 paraplegic. Today I have another special guest coming to us all the way from the great state of Maryland. But before we get to him, let's roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's welcome to the show Mr. Robert Florio. What is up, my friend?
Hey. Yes, I need to be here.
Awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, today's a great day to be alive. You're dang right on that. And here on this show, so thanks for coming on. As you know, this is a just kind of an interview show. We throw it online. We ask you about life in a wheelchair. If anybody watches live and wants to ask a question, they are more than welcome to, and we will ask you live on the air if it's obviously applicable. So for the first question I got for you, Robert, is the question you probably get all the time. How'd it happen?
How did it happen? I got lucky.
You got lucky? What do you mean?
I don't know. Just got lucky. I woke up. I'll tell you what. I was 14 when I dove into a swimming pool, and
ooh, 14.
Yeah. Well, 42 now.
That was a long time ago. What year is that?
Are you doing the math?
I can't do math. 1996. Man. Wow. So yeah. You dove in the swimming pool, and I mean, like right away, did you know? You were like, oh, crap.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. You know something like at that split second, you're like, okay.
Yep. Something's wrong.
This is what life is like.
Yep. I know that feeling.
Welcome to Earth.
Right. Welcome to paralyzation. Dun, 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 dun. I actually have that button, but now your level of injury, you said it's a C what? I'm sorry.
C4.
A C4. So you're pretty much like right up here, like, I don't know, by the neck area.
I can dance
a little bit. Shoulders. Check them out. Get it down. Getting down with the get down. Nice. You know, this next question I'll ask you. Well, hold on. So before we move on to the next question. So I see you have your arms are hooked up to like braces or something. What is that?
Yeah, they're just standard braces.
Just kind of help you keep your.
Keep the wrist from flippy floppy.
Okay. Yeah, because, see, yeah. I've never seen that. We've never talked about that on the show before, I don't think, is the braces to keep your stuff. Kind of like almost like the boots that they put on your feet to keep your feet from having drop foot. Yeah. Okay. Well, learn something new every day, I tell you what. Let me ask you this question. Number two is, would you walk if you could? And by that, what I mean is, obviously, yes, you would. But here's the kicker. If you could go all the way back to the day you jumped in that swimming pool and not do that and live the rest of your life the way you would have lived it then, would you do that or would you stay where you're at now with all the knowledge and stuff you've learned?
Oh, my God. This is like that question right before you were reincarnated. You're like, let's see, what else do you have lessons to learn?
What do you think?
Yeah, I went around that question. I heard it. I was like, how do I answer that one? How in the hell do you answer that question?
Right.
I don't know. I think maybe part of me wants to say stay with the knowledge I have. But the other part of me is like, I really want to get in bed with some women.
Oh, yeah. You heard it.
Not that I don't. I just
could
clarify that.
No. I totally understand. Dude, everybody that's in our position totally understands what you mean right now. Absolutely.
So, like, do I want to be kind of just, like, going through the motions, maybe not completely woke up and got that experience under my belt? You know, there's no real right answer, honestly. I think because there's the universe doesn't judge. We're kind of like just judging ourselves and determining what do I have left to learn?
Right.
If that kind of makes
That actually
any sense.
Made more sense than I think it should have made, but yeah, absolutely. No, I feel you. Man, yeah, starting off on a good note, man. Good start to the show.
Yeah.
Now you're from Maryland, right? So what's it like in your state right now as far as like getting around where you're at and you know what I mean? The weather, how do you feel about it?
The weather is like even. It's like we get like, I don't know. I guess when you grow up somewhere, it's kind of like, I wish we had more warmer months, but we don't get blizzards. So we're like kind of like even, you know, getting around pain, especially if you have like back pain, neck pain, the cold weather. When winter comes around, I'm like, oh my God, can I please?
Yeah, because you're more north than me. Yeah, because I know it sucks. I've seen, oh man, you're like one of the most northernest almost. Well, you're not northernest. You're not Maine, but you're like, you're up there.
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, Baltimore City's bumpy as hell. Getting around town is not too bad. They do a pretty good job, I think. Annapolis is a pain in the butt.
Right.
Because it's Annapolis, you know. They've got those historic laws where they can't make a building, you know, accessible because historically it would ruin its aesthetics. I'm like, okay, whatever. Break that wall down. Like, and the roads are so bumpy in Annapolis. But I love Annapolis. It's a cool art town. I'm an artist. I don't get into Baltimore too much because it's so bumpy.
Right.
But they have Johns Hopkins and they have Kennedy Krieger.
Okay.
Kennedy Krieger.
Yeah. So and these are all like good hospitals. Yeah. Yeah, good like places to go for.
Stadiums are real close to each other, and you have the Inner Harbor is all right. Once you get out of the Inner Harbor, it's a little scary.
Right.
But, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Heck yeah. You know, this next question I got for you, it's just run of the mill. I mean, a lot of people, you know, have this question on their mind too, is what about dating in a wheelchair or like marriage? You know, are you married? Are you dating? How do you see that?
Man, dating's been weird. Like, it's just, no, it hasn't been like consistent. I think, you know, I think maybe I was young when I had my injury, so I didn't really have an opportunity to get up and, like, learn a whole lot about some things. Online dating, mostly. But recently I've been trying to just, like, not be afraid of the unknown. Like, I think a lot of people with disabilities, they'll tell themselves maybe, you know, like, you know, she's got – you start making this list in your head, and you're like – which you should do. You should make that damn list as detailed as you want. You can have whatever you want, but don't have the online dating like algorithm. What you should do, this is God's honest like trait, like, and only sign up for like 1 month and then cancel the subscription. 10 people that like you when you've been signed up for 6 months and you only have like 2 likes. They just want your money. They don't really care. Kind of, I don't know. Maybe they do want you to find love, but it's really on your terms. Like the energy you bring into it, you get out of it.
Right, right.
Like anything in life. But yeah. So they'll do that to you. And then when you go to say hi to them, I saw where some of them are like, might be working for like the company. Cause it's weird. Like, it's like, you kind of feel like, are you really interested? Like, it's a weird.
Right. It could be a bot in Pakistan for all you know.
Well, no, I'll video chat with some of these people.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just wondering, you just have fun with it. Just have fun with it, but don't have so much like, don't be too serious about it. Let go. Like, they want you to approach them. That's the kind of the weird thing. Like, it's reverse.
Right.
You're tired, that you want to take care, you know, so you want to spend time with them. Someone values their time, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Approach it like that. But that's hard to remember. But, you know, that's why you got me. I can give you my knowledge.
That's solid advice, man. I mean, I agree. Confidence is key, especially in a wheelchair.
Oh God, yeah. Especially, you know, because you'll get in your head, like, how's she gonna cope with this and that. Just don't worry about it. Like, humans are humans. If someone really likes you, they'll walk right into that awkwardness with you. But I think a lot of my issue, I got bogged down sometimes, just with the letdowns. I didn't understand it, and just had to keep learning. And I was, yeah, so.
Right, makes sense. What about pet peeves? What's your biggest pet peeve about being in the chair?
Oh God, my biggest pet peeve. I'm gonna say it.
Uh-oh.
Nursing care.
Nursing care?
That's probably my biggest pet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Only because I think it's difficult, like, if you don't have, like, the right mindset for it, to go through some people who, you know, like, yeah, I don't know how to say it. I should just say it. Is it okay to just say it? Like,
yeah, go ahead, bro. This is you have the floor.
That's a dangerous thing.
Watch your feet.
Yeah. Is it? I don't know, I guess the best way to say it would be, it's just when someone's taking care of you and you want them to, like, have their attention on you, you know, it's like, if it's somewhere else and, like, you have to keep repeating, like, can you do it? Or you didn't hear me, or, like, they don't want to do this. They don't want to, I think that's the biggest.
Oh no, I know exactly what you're saying. Cause I've had them like that, because yeah, they just want to come in and do the bare minimum and then get the fuck out. They don't give a shit about, like,
yeah.
That's you or
yeah.
Your state of life or what the hell you got going on. They just want to hurry up and get that paycheck, and they could care less. They'd be on the phone messing with you. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, come on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think that's the challenge people have, and it's getting through. It's more you. I think, like, that's one thing I've learned about is everybody wants to blame and complain about everything in their life, but it's more like, that's a hard one too for me, but I've gotten really good, a lot better with it. It's kind of like in relationships, you don't really ever look at someone and say, what's wrong with you that needs to change? It's like, what's wrong with me? Look at myself,
right,
within myself. What do I need to change within myself? What lens am I looking at the universe through? If you're always looking at it as the victim, then all these people coming into your life are always going to be like, they're not doing something right. You know, they're always going to see it that way.
You're always going to have something negative, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then I started figuring things out. Like, I started attracting better helpers. Like, and the universe is sending me, because that's the frequency I'm on. You know, like, you know, I don't know if you guys probably don't know, but I've been getting into, like, meditation really heavily. And then, and comedy and art.
Yeah, I've seen some of your paintings. They're actually really good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, art's been a lifesaver for me.
Actually, like, I think that's how I got in touch with you, as I seen one of your paintings. Was it on Facebook or Instagram? You had something, and I was like, dude, I got to get you on this show.
Yeah, maybe. I think I might have posted an art piece on I think I caught your information. But I was like, I got to be on your show.
Huh. Nice. Heck yeah, man. Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, and we're going to get to the art stuff. That's coming up. Like, that's a question after that. But we talked about the pet peeves. What is something that you wish you could do now that you can't do that you used to be able to do before? I mean, besides the obvious.
You mean, like, besides the obvious of, like, walking and stuff?
Well, like, yeah, like that, or, like, you know, sex or something like that. You know what I mean?
I think, yeah, a lot of that, I think it's just the independence, man. I think that's, like, being kind of on your own. And, yeah. But then, again, you know, there's that thing, like, grass is always greener on the other side. You know?
Well, let me ask you this. If you could right now, Let's just say you get a pass. Tomorrow you wake up and you're completely able-bodied and you can do whatever the hell you want to do. What would you do for 24 hours?
Oh, my God. I would probably run around touching everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I would run around just touching everything, hugging everyone, and just like, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And just like, shit, I got 24 hours. What do I have?
Right.
You know? Like, I would be like, I think I would just live, oh my God, like everything and anything would just, it would be like that day, the ground on, like Eddie Murray, when he made that movie Groundhog Day.
Yep.
Like he was like, it finally clicked to him, like how he got out of that. He got out of it by embracing it. Like it was like, those were the things he needed to learn. And when he learned it, he felt free. And he was just running around helping everyone and so peacefully to do it. That, you know, one thing, I think if one thing that comes across my mind a lot is like one thing that people don't understand is if you, like you and I think we appreciate things more. Like if, like,
yeah,
if it was possible to put people who have like lived the struggle in the power positions in this country.
Oh, we'd be so like much better off.
Yeah. I mean, there'd be so much more truthfulness and compassion and it would just be like, you know, that would, yeah, that's my vision.
You know, I never thought about that, bro. Like, oh my goodness. Could you imagine, like, if we had a president that was paralyzed, like a paralyzed president?
Other than FDR, he kind of was. He had polio.
Well, I mean, he kind of, that kind of happened within his term. You know what I mean? He didn't start out like that way.
Yeah, I started a campaign, like, as a joke. Like back in 2019, I think it was, and I have this thing on my Facebook page that says, "Vote for me," and my slogan is, "Ask me where I stand."
That's nothing. I stand for nothing.
I stand.
Oh man, that's great. Yeah. I've seen another person, another one of my friends. I don't know if you know Gina Hsu. She did something like that in Arizona. Put out some yard signs. I forget what they said, but it was something along those lines. It was hilarious. Van Hagar. Now this is a live show, folks, and we can take questions for Robert, but we're only gonna ask the ones that are appropriate for the conversation. Next off, Robert, I have for you, what about your pain levels? Are you in any pain? What's your pain like?
This is a question a lot of quads get because of the spine issue.
Mm.
Real interesting question and super, super, super awesome answer is I actually died from my pain.
Damn. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
So my pain levels were getting worse and worse and worse, and all they were giving me was oxycodone and morphine for like 7-8 years, and I had a neck surgery in 2014 for a disc that was like messed up, and then took the hardware out, which was a mistake, 2 years later. Well, the 2 years later, pain level from that was like so bad that I laid in bed for two years. And I was like, I went from like 140 pounds to like 95.
Damn.
And I just said, that's it. I went outside one day and I said, you know what, God? I was like, I don't have it in me anymore. It's just, it ain't going to happen. Like, I'm gone.
Right.
And shortly after that, I just got sleepy and flew out of my body and saw some people. I can get into that if you want. And it happened to me 3 times, like a week after week after week. And then I said to myself, whoa, that place is real? Right? And I was like, we're perfectly fine. Like, the suffering we go through here, like, makes no sense, because when you come out of your body, there's no pain. You look at yourself like, I could do another 100 years like that, because it's just like taking off the goggles. You're perfectly, you're going back to source.
Yeah.
And I said, how do I get back to that place? So I started meditating, and I was still in a lot of pain. So my focus was like super focused. So I put on a mantra.
They don't want you meditating, just so people know. That's what they put in your food and everything else, is to help you, right? Like to close your third eye so you can't really get to there.
Yeah, you close your third eye when you put that medicine in, because it kind of like, you know, doesn't want you to like think it does it for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got like I came out again and I was walking and I got out of my chair, I hugged my mom. And then I flew into another room full of golden artifacts and some
Whoa,
dude.
What? Who looked like,
yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Now
that's why I got into meditation.
The reason I said like you know, I was like blown back by that is because when I was injured, I didn't remember it right off rip, but like I told my aunt and my fiance at the time, I'm like, dude, I seen everybody. I seen all of my dead relatives. They were all there. They were all lined up and they were telling me, not yet. Wait, stop. Don't do it yet. But they were like behind glass or something. Like I couldn't hear them good, but I understood yeah. what was going on. And so it was after that point where like they told me that story and I'm sitting here and I'm like, dang, later on in life. And I'm like, dude, that really did happen. I was like, dude, it had to have happened. And then like, the more I hear from people, I'm like, dude, that happened. You know what I mean? Like that's not just something I dreamed of. That actually happened. And when I was in the hospital, they put me under and I had more visions of like people that I talked to that were like so real that it was nuts. And they kept telling me I was going to be okay, that I was going to be able to sing. They kept telling me I wasn't going to be able to sing or talk again. And this lady was like, don't listen to them, honey. You're going to be just fine. It's crazy.
That's, yeah, definitely. So that's where my pain was like, you know, crazy. So then I got into this, like this technology got sent to me through my sister called redox molecules. And it sounds like some snake water thing where you're like, what? I didn't take serious. So then I went cold turkey off my pain meds and I just drowned myself with the liquid and the gel that they offer. And like within like 30, 40 minutes, I went from like a 10 to like a 3 or a 4.
Dang.
And I stayed on that. Yeah, I stayed on it and I got off. Yeah, that's hardcore. Like you don't do that. And then I got into meditation, and then after that, I just said, I just started talking to God, and hold on, I'm going to think.
Oh, you're sorry. Good, don't worry. We have all kinds of interruptions on this show. It's no big deal. We're all just hanging out anyway.
Yeah, I started talking, and I was like, send me some teachers. I want to learn about this. Like, how do I heal myself?
Right.
And is it possible? And I found Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Stephen Greer, and those two really have been like my mentors. And it was a long process. Like at first, like I was trying to heal myself through meditating and it was kind of working. It was and it was building. I had a huge knot in my neck and I said, that's it. I'm going all in for like 2 or 3 weeks. Like I turned off the TV, my cell phone. I just did nothing but like, played his meditations, read the books, and I was like in my backyard and I just let go one day and like I felt this electricity go through both arms into my, I felt my fingers moving, my neck popped.
Holy
and the
crap.
Knot in my neck, the knot in my neck never came back. And it's been 4 years now, 3 years now.
Nice.
I still get knots in my neck, but like, so this is like why I want to come on your show, because like, it's more to me than just telling jokes, man. This is like...
Dude, yeah. Van Hagar actually said, I'll need a link to that gel stuff. So he's ready.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there are alternative ways to do things. And I think it's always very important to get a second opinion and see what works for you and what, you know what I mean? Like what could work for you. And sometimes you just kind of got to kind of step off that ledge and just give it a shot. You know what I mean? It's
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I talk to people about this, and I'll tell them what I did. I also tried a few other things, A2M shots. I did one every 7 months for like 2 years. And then I did, before that, I did stem cells out of my own bone marrow. That took like 6 months to start working. But the gel and the meditation... Like, this is the longest I've been without going to get an A2M shot was, like, a year ago. And I usually go every 7 months.
So I've heard of those, myself.
Yeah, A2M is amazing. And I pushed myself and I said, all right, let's see what I can do. What can I do? Am I really going to, like, have to do this for the rest of my life? Like, always go get shots that are painful. So yeah, I've been doing. If you want to learn about pain relief, like
I'm talk. Definitely. That's what this page is for, man. It's all about you, your promotion of what you got going on, and I want, you know what I mean. I'm using my platform to help you out, because even though I don't really have much of a platform, we're just kind of starting out. Even though we've done a lot of these shows, but it's all, I think, comes back to, if somebody searches, they want to know about something, they should be able to find it. You know what I mean? So here, that's what I want to do is, right after we get off of here, you send me all your links you got. I know you sent me a couple already. I want to label them. We'll throw them on. And then that way people can kind of, you know, figure out what you got going on and see what's happening.
Yep.
We'll throw that on here.
How much time you got? What are we?
Well, right now, for some reason, it's got me on France time, which is 12 in the morning there. But if I look at the wheelhouse clocks, it says it's 6:10. We have been going live for 26 minutes. Typically, we keep this at an hour. So technically, you got over 30 minutes left.
Okay. So there's some cool things to talk about.
Well, actually, I got some more questions, and we can talk about some more stuff. Our last one that we had was the pain, and that's where we got into that. I know Van likes that. He was just talking about, he's just got done doing stem cell research there in the chat. What is the one thing that helps you the most after your injury, would you say?
One thing that helped me the most, probably my parents.
Right.
You know, they took care of me, did a lot of things for me, tons of things for me. That and faith, whether it's like whatever you believe in, like believe in it. Like, I don't think it's a matter of, and you know, mom's hearing this. Because there are some people who are like, you know, Jesus is the only way. You got it. It's the only way you can do it. You just got to Jesus, right? And it's okay. I don't judge those people. Like, go. But then I got into like the metaphysics of like, what's it called? Physics, like, you know.
Like otherworldly universe physics, or like the, I know what you mean. I like kind of get what you're physics. Saying. Quantum, you go. That's the word.
Quantum physics is where it's all at, because it bridges the gap between science and religion. Where right in the middle is the sweet spot, where it's like, if you learn all of that stuff, you know that it's your energy and it's your thoughts and your emotions that's rearranging all of the universe, that's interacting with atoms. Like, literally, like,
we're all just molecules, ain't we?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. Like, it blows my freaking mind, man. Like, if you study this stuff and like tune in, because like I'm actually gonna in the end show you guys something amazing that I've been accumulating with my life, and that's this app that I'm developing.
Yep.
And it stems with everything I've been talking about. And I put a lot of like personal finances into it. So, but it's not like, it's not about me anymore. You know, it's like, I want to do this for people. I want people who want to like see it, you know, come out so I can get some support with it. But quantum physics, man, do you know anything about that? Are you familiar with that?
I mean, I'll tell you what, I heard some things from that one dude, what's his name, he's been on a few shows, Joe Rogan and all that stuff. He does his own thing. He's like a professor. I can't think of his name, but like, I just haven't really gotten too much into it. Huh?
Is his name Michio Kaku or something like that?
No, not that guy. No. This dude's American. He's from the States here. But to me, it's more like when you start getting into that, it's so deep. Like, there's so much to get into with that. It's just like, it shuts me down. I can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like when you're in school and the teacher starts talking about, you know, whatever it is, and you're just like, I don't want to learn about this. Like, it's just too much for me to get into right now. I'll just take a D and I'll pass my other classes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm here for you. Okay.
But it's something, it's something like you said, like with the psychedelics and everything else, it kind of all blends in together. And there is things, man, there is other worldly realms and things. I believe in wholeheartedly all that. You know what I mean? Like, you can still believe in God and believe in all that stuff with and still believe that, yes, there is layers to our realities. And it's just, I don't know. It's just crazy. For me, I don't know. I believe what I believe. People believe what they believe. But the thing is, at the end of the day, we are all pretty much just matter.
Yeah. Well, that's besides the thing with quantum physics.
Yeah.
We're matter. But if you go a little bit further, I would just challenge you. The app that I'm developing is a fun way to learn this, because when I got into this, I started learning things like not just healing myself, healing other people, seeing like the future.
No,
can you
nice.
Imagine what you could do with that?
Oh man!
It's literally like I sent you a link about me doing this on my.
You know that app that you sent? Yeah, you sent me something where it was like a tryout thing, and it was like something. It was just like starting like a preview, right? And I got on it, and it was like kind of walking you through everything. And I was like, dude, this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Hands free.
Yep.
Hands free meditation games is what I'm developing.
That's what it is. Absolutely. Yeah, man. That's
But I wanted to answer your question just real quickly.
Go ahead.
About you said we're all just particles. Actually that is true, but it's like we're all atoms. Like, and I looked into it a little bit, and I'll just quickly get. I don't want to see your brain go.
Well, no. Yeah.
I want to inspire you.
Okay.
I want to watch people.
What do you got?
People watch me inspire you. this is what I do, man. Like, okay. So sometimes when I just started learning little things, okay? There's this thing that Nikola Tesla, the physicist, said.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to understand the secrets of the universe, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Those three things alone, if you understand that, you can accomplish anything. And it's way more simple than people might realize. Like, it sounds like something really deep, but honestly, you're doing it every day anyway. Right. You're manifesting with your thoughts and your feelings. You just don't even know it. But if you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, the how to do it gets a lot easier. And you start seeing things pop up in your life like, I want $1 million. Right?
Right.
How do you get $1 million if you don't know how to make $1 million? There's no memory bank in your head that says, I know how to make $1 million. So you have no choice but to go into the unknown. And that's where the quantum comes in. Because in the unknown, there's infinite possibilities of potentials that you can tune into. And they're all readily available for you. It's like the entirety of the cosmos is folded within you.
I feel like I just stepped on an elevator and we're going into the Matrix right now.
We are going. Yeah.
I'm telling you, let me play my elevator music here.
This shit should be this shit should be taught at like elementary school, like very beginnings, like when kids are coming up. They should be taught.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with you right now. We are not teaching our youth the way that they should be taught at all. We're teaching them how to just sit in the dang, you know, factories or whatever, do their office jobs, work, and then go home, be good little workers. That's what they learn.
Yeah. But yeah, we're powerful beings.
That could be, man, this is something that, you know what, man, I'm so glad and thankful that I get to meet all these cool people on here. Yeah, so thanks for coming on. Thanks for reaching out, actually. Because, yeah, I do want to talk more about it, and we can have just a regular podcast about maybe just, like, energy and how we can use it to help ourselves or something. You know what I mean? But before we get into all that, let me ask you this. Hobbies before and after. What did you used to do before? What do you do now for hobbies? We were talking about painting. Did you used to paint?
A little bit. Yeah, I painted. Drawing, painting, just doodling. Some painting. But I was really into baseball a lot. That was probably my biggest thing. And skateboarding was a hobby. You know, just hanging out with friends. Jumping on the trampoline a lot.
Yep, I miss the trampoline. Those were fun days. We actually have one. I watch my son jump like all the time, and I'm just like, to only do that one more time would be awesome.
I tried to get on. I had a trampoline up, and we took it down, put it back up, and they put me on it.
Oh,
and I
no.
was like, I want to feel. Yeah. I was like, I want to feel what bouncing feels like again. No, you don't.
No.
Because there's no control. You don't have. It's not the same. Like, as soon as you start getting any lift, like, all, like, you just feel like you're just like a wrecking ball every time you hit. It's like, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
I can save anybody who wants to experience that feeling. I can save you tons of money. All you got to do is find a, like, a taxi or a lift van that takes wheelchairs. Make sure it's a rear entry. Get in, have them lock you in, and then just tell them to go down the bumpiest road in your community. There you go. Exactly like a trampoline.
Oh, yeah. Are you, any?
Except there's a roof there, so watch your head.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have, we had a van that was like that, and I hated it. I finally was able to get a new one, and it was like a game changer for me.
Right.
But I know what you mean. So, yeah, but afterwards, I think now my hobbies are painting big time, painting with my mouth.
Yeah. Yep, I've seen that video.
Yeah, and that was hard to, like, get used to at first, but I just picked it up right away. I honestly, the first painting was pretty good, and I was like, okay, keep doing this maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I picked up that hobby, and then I want to do more outdoor stuff, I think, but not, like, too much, like, in the cold.
Yeah,
like,
screw the cold,
do,
bro.
I would love to do more, like, hiking, like, accessible trails.
Yes, get yourself a track chair.
I got in one of those. They weren't comfortable.
No, they're not. They're fucking not. They're the worst. They're like, dude, for comfortability, these things are the worst. Like,
yeah, they said they were gonna make them a little more cozy, but the track, I got in one that was like more like a real hardcore off.
Like a Rover, yeah, they're, like big old tires, fat, you know, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It had tracks on it.
Oh, okay, nope, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the one that has four tires, and the tires are huge, and it just kind of has suspension.
That. Yeah, that would probably be a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, it's like a cat. They said it's like the Cadillac of outdoor wheelchairs. I'm like, damn, why? Should have went for that. The track chair is awesome, though. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I got one myself. I call it White Lightning. It's very slow, but it stands me up, and it's like the damn thing will go anywhere. You don't get it stuck. They make wonderful, wonderful chairs. I don't want to bash Action track chair.
It's on tracks. It's, how is it like when you go over bumps and stuff? Does it feel like a normal, like, chair?
No. Like, if you go over, say, like, there's a, because this happened to me all, it happens all the time if I'm out here with it. There's like a root in the ground, right? One of those roots that come up over your ground or whatever, your flat ground. Let's say you're going over that root. While you're going over that root, there's no suspension. It's just like a tank. So it'll start going up, and then all of a sudden at the tipping point, it'll go boom, and then it'll keep going.
Oh.
So you're like World War I tank trench climbing, like it's rough, bro. It's super rough.
Whoa.
Yeah,
looking forward to.
Definitely, yeah. Don't recommend it for like super off-road stuff. Now, if you're just in the dirt, absolutely, yeah. If you're just like out in fields or climbing hills or stuff where you're not getting in too much crazy terrain, absolutely. Like the beach, oh, wonderful at the beach. Now in the state of Michigan, they actually offer them at like all the state parks. You can get actual track chairs to go out and enjoy the water and the beach. You can take them all the way up until the computer. They're completely waterproof. So, I don't know. I wouldn't take it no further than probably your foot plates, but I'd be too scared. Like, oh, my gosh, come get me. Out in the water, just stuck.
They just need to make a floating chair.
Some people do in Florida. I've seen those. They got big old huge wheels that you can go and, like, they have these things you can just kind of paddle with them and just kind of roll around. That I'd be too scared to get swept out into the ocean. Then I'm just off to Bermuda,
scared.
Or whatever, down to
see
Cuba.
You,
right.
See you, man. Come on back.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of all that other stuff, what about travel? You ever traveled? What do you feel about traveling, being a quadriplegic?
I want to do more of it. I've done some to California, flying.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't recommend, like, get, if you can, get like a first class ticket just for you and your helper, so you can just have a lot more room.
Right.
Stretching. You definitely got to do a lot of weight shifting. I brought my seat cushion with me, and I sat that under me. It lifted me up way too much, but I think I should have just taken, at the time I didn't have one where you can take the gel out. It was like gel in cushion.
Oh, yep. I got one of those for my manual.
Yeah, take the gel out, sit on that. I did some traveling locally, like to Ocean City. That's, the hotels are usually pretty good, but like if you're bony, it's kind of like questionable to like be on those mattresses. So I kind of like bringing like an airflow mattress with me.
Hotel mattresses absolutely suck. They are terrible for anybody, I think, that uses wheelchairs.
Yeah. Maybe premium though. They have premium mattress. Where else did I go? I did that cruise once in 2014 out of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Carnival. That was fun.
Nice.
The only weird part about that was to get off the ship and onto Coco Cay, the island, you had to wheel onto this other little boat and just like sit on the front of the boat, like this flat area, and there's no tie downs, and it's like
wouldn't do
going
it.
Like this.
Nope. I'm done. Take me back. I'm done. Trip over.
They were like, oh, come on. It's fine. It's safe. You're good.
Yeah, that's what they all say, right? Yep. Right. The Edmund Fitzgerald song would be playing in my head.
I just thought, but now they have it so that the boat. I do that too. Like, if I'm going through like something, anything, I'll get like a random song in my head. But it's not really random. It's kind of like the song fits to how my emotion is.
No, absolutely. I actually have a little reel that I did that got pretty popular that I was like, I was in the middle of my hometown, Jackson, Michigan, and like we just got out of the bar and there was nobody downtown, but like the streets were empty. And I'm like, damn, this is like super empty for like, you know, what it was. So I just turned my wheelchair all the way up. And I started wheeling around, and I turned my phone on, and I was in the middle of the road, and I'm just like making my way downtown, rolling fast, you know, whatever, stuff like that. I made a little little song, and everybody loved it. They thought that was hilarious. I think that you know, depending on your emotion, there's a song for every emotion, and if you're into, you know, if you're into it like that, like it can just pop into your head. You'll think of something and be like, yep, this reminds me of that song right now.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot. It's kind of fun to do. It's amazing how like your head is just a radio station.
Right.
It knows what song it wants and you feel it. It's like.
Now my last big question to you, I think, is one of the most important questions that I ask at the end of every show, is what would be your best piece of advice to that newly injured person right now? That would be watching this, whether it be in the hospital bed or at home when they finally get to see it. What would you say to them?
I would say to them, let's see. Let me think about this. Well, right off the top of my head, I would say change takes the average person it takes to change. Is 6 to 8 weeks. Is that right? Yes, 6 to 8 weeks.
Sounds about right.
So don't expect this to be like overnight. You're just going to be like, I love being in a chair. We get it. I understand that you hate it. Trust me. It's not going to be easy. But at the same time, like, you now have a superpower. And that is your mind. Like, when you shut one thing off, something else turns on to overcompensate. Utilize that, man. Like, your focus now is on the things that you appreciate, like, and that's gonna like drive you. That's gonna be like, your tackling fuel. Tackling fuel.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Do that and find passions. Get out and just be bold. Just like, don't care. I understand. It's gonna be so weird. Like, I look weird. I feel weird. Depending on like your situation, if like you're really young and like those friends might go away real fast.
Oh,
the ones that are sticking, the ones that stick around, keep them around. Like, keep talking to them, you know, inspire them, keep them, keep them in your loop. Like, don't, like, always, you know, like, you know, try to go hang out with them. Right. Wherever they're at, just say, hey, I want to hang out with you. Like, don't leave me behind, because they don't know how to pick you up and take you places. It might be hard.
Or just invite them over and say, hey, come on over and hang out if you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then I think, and the other people who, like, are older in life when it happens, those guys, you got, like, you've already got, like, a lot of experience in you, maybe. So utilize that. Like, what do you know? Like, what are your strengths? You know, like, take that and be like, well, I'm really good at doing this and that. I guess I'll just keep doing those things. Faith, believe that you got, like, this power in you. It won't feel like it's there right away, trust me, because you feel like everything was taken away instead. But I would say sense of humor.
Yeah. Don't lose your sense of humor, for sure. Get one. Yeah.
Constantly. Just make jokes all the time.
Plant a seed.
Yeah. Because that energy of comedy will just roll into other things. Like
right.
If you start with love, love turns into acceptance, and then acceptance turns into, like, you know, gratitude, and then gratitude turns into a sense of humor. They're all just looping into one. So just start with one, and they'll all start flooding in soon. And as soon as those bad ones pop in, just be like, start hammering them down. Like understand it, become aware of it, and just be like, all right, acknowledge it. Because, like, you need to acknowledge these things when they happen, like those bad thoughts, those bad feelings.
Right.
So that you don't go unconscious to them. Because then your habits start kicking in, and you'll, you know, whatever. You'll start watching porn because it feels good, or binge watch a movie for everything because you're like, I'd rather do that, or start drinking, or start taking drugs because it's easier to cope.
Right.
Like that's not really helping you. Those things will actually keep you lower until you hit real low. And then you'll be like, ask yourself this question. How bad does it have to get before I change?
Right.
Why not just change right now? Why wait for that?
Yep.
Some people can't, you know, it takes that moment. Like, they hit that bottom, and it's like, all right, I get it.
Right, absolutely. And I think a lot of people, you know, they just have to find their zone. You know what I mean? Everybody has their area, like, especially in this life that we live. A lot of people call it the crippled life. You know what I mean? Like, we have to figure out, like you said, what we're good at, get into our zone, and then utilize all those tools that we already have and that we know that we can do. And in that process, I think while you're doing that, while you're staying positive, like you said, you're making everybody else positive. You're making your living environment better, as well as you're going to learn new things along the way. And then once you learn these new things and you're able to talk to people and do things, tell everybody else about it. Share down, you know what I mean? Reach down and pull the ladder down, pull people back up, help them out. That's kind of what we're doing here. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Definitely.
So, thank you for coming on, sir. I got to give you one of these. Give you a round of applause. Now, we are going to have all of Robert's stuff on the description. As soon as we get done with this, he's going to send it to me. We're going to link it to this. That way you guys can check it out. Go check out his page. Follow along as we talk about more of the journey. I'd like to get with you, Robert, to actually do maybe one more, and we'll talk about energies and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
I just got to find time.
I appreciate you having me.
For sure.
Yeah, well, once my app launches, you guys should really check that out. It's going to be called Ka Chi Masters Hands-Free Meditation Games. Coming out on the Android. And then
Ka Chi Masters.
Ka Chi. It means cosmic energy.
We're going to share it on the SEI Life page as well. We'll put it out there. We'll make some people see it.
Oh,
yeah, do the happy dance. All right, folks. Well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to our listeners. Stick with us to see more of, Robert himself and more people like him. And if you are interested in joining the show, don't feel hesitant to send me a message. Hit me up on Facebook. I'm on here as Wheelchair Rick, YouTube, whatever you're watching on. Just let me know. We'll get together and we'll have you on here. Until next time, Robert, stay with us. We're going to talk to you right after the show. Everybody else, we'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in to Wheelchair Wednesday.
Peace.